Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, in Hollywood, reinvention really is the name of the game. You got to switch up your brand, your image to keep it fresh. No one knows this more than you and me.
Yeah, that's why we're country fans now. That's why we're covering country artists on the show, just like yesterday.
Must you? But it looks like former Dance Moms cast member JoJo Siwa is entering her bad girl adult music era. Mm-hmm. And it has not been the smoothest transition for her.
No, it hasn't. So she's out promoting her new song, Karma. And she's made some interesting comments. Mm-hmm. And now she's getting absolutely roasted for them.
Another day, another roast on the internet.
Exactly.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, April 10th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If you've been keeping up with Even the Rich, you've heard us talking about Monopoly Go.
That's right. And we're going to keep talking about it. So playing Monopoly Go with your family and friends is truly a delight.
Yeah, there's always something new to do, like partner events where you build on each other's boards, crazy tournaments where you can recruit your friends, or competitions to outdo them on the leaderboards.
And we love competition.
Yeah, we do.
Too much. And if you want to play solo, there's timed events like obscenely massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees. It's honestly a really great pastime.
Exactly. Compete with your friends and people all around the world to be the biggest Monopoly tycoon on the leaderboards. So join the fun and download Monopoly Go now, free on the App Store and Google Play. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com.
Richies, you know we love to shop, so it's only fitting that today's sponsor is Saks.com. Saks.com is the perfect place to find new style inspiration.
Yeah, Saks.com has everything for your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for brunch, a bright Chloe blazer for that job interview, or Staud's gold cowboy boots for a concert.
These are all such different vibes, and literally all vibes I would love to be a part of, so that's
fun. Oh, yeah, definitely. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Saks.com.
It's wild to think that that was probably filmed on the back lot of a studio because it looks like they're in some kind of jungle, lost TV show-esque backdrop.
Yeah, it's a cool backdrop. It's
I love it.
I can't get past her saying effed around, though.
I know. Nothing. The contrast, we'll get into this, but the contrast of not actually saying the word and being like, I'm completely a badass person now is just really funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Richies, that was JoJo singing her new song, Karma, which dropped last Friday. Now, it's a big departure for her because she's been known for her bright rainbow and sparkles aesthetic and her signature hair bow. Mm-hmm. But she's ditching the bow. She's ditching the family-friendly shtick. And she's swapping it for a more adult, sexually provocative image.
Yeah, she's effing around now.
Okay. She's effing around and she's going to find out. But as provocative as the video is, it's actually her recent comments about her new music that's getting people's attention.
Yeah, so Billboard dropped an interview with JoJo on the same day that Karma came out. And when she's asked which genre she's trying to explore with her new song, JoJo says something that she probably now wishes she could take back.
I said it back in the day when I first signed with Columbia. I said, I wanted to start a new genre of music. And they said, what do you mean? And I said, well, it's called gay pop. And they were like, what's that? And I was like, it's like K-pop, right? But it's gay pop.
I cannot with her. So we should say, in case you don't know, JoJo is gay. She came out in 2021. But that soundbite makes it sound like she thinks she's some pioneer of gay music and she's starting a brand new genre.
It also sounds like Columbia's got a bunch of idiots working in the executive branch because what's gay pop? You're working in music. You must know.
Well, did they ask what gay pop? Oh, I guess they did. I thought they were just like,
according
what's
to
the
JoJo's
new genre?
Retelling of it.
I will say she does say that Lady Gaga's song Applause and Miley Cyrus's On My Own are also examples of gay pop. So,
yep, two other pioneers. No one came before those two.
Nope, absolutely.
There was
not.
No gay pop until Lady Gaga and Miley came on the scene.
Not for JoJo.
So right after the Billboard interview dropped, JoJo got absolutely dragged online for her gay pop comment. Mm-hmm. People pointed out that there were actually a ton of artists before JoJo who fit into the gay pop genre, even before it was called gay pop.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there. We've got Elton John, Frank Ocean, George Michael, Madonna, and that's just naming such a tiny, tiny few.
Yeah.
And on TikTok, one person posted a video with their take on JoJo's comments. In the video, they said, "To say something as outlandish as you invented the genre of gay pop is achingly disrespectful. You could not have invented something that has been going on long before you were born."
Yeah. So we also heard from a couple of bona fide experts on the genre. Gay pop duo Tegan and Sarah stitched a video to JoJo's gay pop comment. And they just recorded themselves staring straight into the camera. And they're like kind of smirking. And then they go to like a serious face. Kind of like, you know, hey, listen, we were actually here way before you. So,
yeah, just a quick reminder.
Yeah, just
we're here.
Just so you know.
We're here and we're queer.
Yeah, baby.
That's what they were doing. Yeah. There it is. Yeah. So JoJo also went on the latest episode of Call Her Daddy, which dropped today. Our biggest rivals, obviously.
You can't not mention Call Her Daddy without.
You know what? I'm starting a rival. Howie Mandel did not buy into our rival, so I'm starting a new one.
He was the one that was like, we should do it.
I know. And then nothing.
Yep.
We can't have a rival if the person you're rivaling with never replies.
Well, we also never said anything about it like we were supposed to. So we can't blame
Howie.
We said
one thing one time.
Yep, that's
and that
it.
Should
that's
be
all
enough.
It takes.
That's got to be enough. But while JoJo and Alex Cooper didn't actually discuss her gay pop comments specifically, JoJo did tell Alex that she understands that backlash and criticism come with the territory.
That's...
I know. There's a lot to just talk about.
Yeah,
here.
We'll get to it at the end.
Yeah. But Richie's totally separate from the gay pop blowback. JoJo's getting crushed for the song and music video, too.
Yeah. So in the comment section to one of JoJo's TikToks teasing the song, one person wrote, "This isn't karma, it's trauma." In the comment section of another one of JoJo's TikToks, someone said, "It's giving Mormons using cuss words for the first time." Hence the F'd around, you know?
Yeah. What's next? Crap?
Jail.
Jail. Might be my least favorite word in the whole world.
It's so stupid.
Even more than moist. I don't actually mind moist.
I don't either. I love it.
It makes me think of cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it hasn't all been hate for Karma. Abby Lee Miller, who was JoJo's dance teacher on Dance Moms, watched the Karma music video for the first time just a few days ago, and then she posted her reaction video on her TikTok. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, Abby seems to really enjoy it. She's really complimentary. There was one time that she kind of cringes and looks away when JoJo's air humping someone. Mm-hmm. But, you know, other than that, she was really nice about it. And at the end of the video, Abby says the song is absolutely amazing and says she's going to watch the music video over and over again. And one of the comments that really made me laugh was like, she's not going to watch this again. She's going to block JoJo after this. Like, she's never going to watch it again.
No, she'll just put it on repeat and never be in that room.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
All right, Brooke. I know you've got thoughts.
Yeah.
JoJo's coming in hard, claiming she's creating gay pop. People are getting upset. What do you think about this?
You know, when it comes to JoJo, in the past, I've been like, I really like JoJo. She's really coming into her own. She's, you know.
Yeah.
But she's starting to get really cringe. And she's not necessarily hurting anyone. Like, you know, there are way worse people that we should be pissed at. But she's just being so cringe. And I don't know what it is. And she's like wearing that Kiss-inspired cosplay and then doesn't know who Gene Simmons is when someone asked her or like someone mentioned Gene Simmons. She's like, I don't know who that is. It's like, JoJo, stop it.
Yeah.
I think she's getting to the point of overexposure. She's like, that's not all on her. That's definitely on the media, but she's like also being so extra that it's just this like perfect storm of cringe and overexposure.
Mm. Which is interesting because the most overexposed celebrity in my mind is Taylor Swift.
Absolutely.
And JoJo is like so far lower than her, but I agree. She is we're looking at overexposure here.
Yeah. But Taylor handles it differently. JoJo's
well, yeah.
Not.
JoJo, I mean, JoJo's also 20 years old.
I know.
She's a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I feel, it feels.
This is her sober. Just JoJo's personality is so, like, wild. It's like, this
yeah,
is her
yeah.
not of legal drinking age yet. So let's, can't wait.
Yeah. Well, I just, I feel like she's, it's like she could, you can rebrand without yeah. hitting everyone over the head with
yeah.
it. And I think that that's the better kind of rebranding. It's like a comedian where it's like, if you have to explain your jokes, they're not landing.
No.
And it's like, if you have to explain, just be who you want to be, make the music you want to be. If people ask, like, there's ways to answer it without doubling down in a way that's just, you're saying things that are clearly untrue and show that you don't actually know what you're talking about,
yeah.
which is a very early 20s mentality of like, yeah, I know everything. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
I still think I know everything, and I obviously don't.
Right.
But it's just, I feel like she's doing too much.
Yeah.
You can do a lot less and still get a message across, and the message will be received a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, JoJo, you know, she grew up on TV.
Yeah.
That the Dance Moms experience probably wasn't great. You know, like, Abby Lee Miller was wild,
sure it wasn't.
And her
yeah.
mom's just been, like, putting her out there since she was young. She seems to really love her mom. I don't know. But she's always just been this kind of, like, wild-in-your-face kid.
Yeah.
And now she's just yeah. a wild-in-your-face adult. I, you know. And Abby yeah. even said in her video, she's like, you know, I know she's doing this, quote-unquote, rebrand. Everyone's saying that. She's like, but she's still just painting her face and wearing sparkly stuff. It's just black now instead of rainbow-colored. So it's like, that's a great point, actually.
Well, it's a smoother transition. Like, you still get the paint. You just use one color rather than 13.
Exactly. Yeah.
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 I don't know. I feel like she's 20. How many rebrands does one go through by the time they're 25? At least half a dozen.
I know. And I'm also going to say, not everyone needs to be a singer. That's something we could all maybe start thinking about, too.
I think more people should be singers.
No. Mm-mm.
We don't have enough singers
in
this world.
Too many singers.
And everyone's just keeping it into these karaoke rooms and karaoke performances. Sing out here. Everyone is a good singer.
Yeah, just like Andy Anderson said in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, get up here and sing your song.
There it is. Yep. I gotta leave on that one. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
You can follow us on all socials at Arisha Skidmore-Williams and at Brooke Ziffrin.
And we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.